Thank you guys so much for taking the time. I'm Shannon. It's so nice to meet you. Oh, and I know you spent some time in Canada for the It movie. So how's that experience for you?
Great. No, I mean, I shot a lot of stuff in Toronto. So I know the city very well. And I really love it. And I've missed, I haven't been here in like 2 or 3 years, I think.
Oh yeah. Yes. A relationship, I think, between siblings on screen is difficult enough in itself, but then to have this kind of backstory with having such a gap in the amount of time that you've seen each other. So how did you two work together to work on this unique type of relationship?
We just kind of met each other
and became brother and sister.
And, yeah.
Now we always will be.
And existed, and it just sort of happened. I mean, like I you always do like thinking about characters and whatever, everybody works differently, but you always do your own kind of stuff before you get there, at least I do, and that continues as you film, but you have, you know, assuming you have time, and you know, you don't get the job the day before and then they fly you the next day and then you're there. But you know, I had about a month to kind of prepare for Cal, and so a lot of the sort of internal just Cal stuff happened then, you know, then when you meet who you're working with, I think, because, you know, I was doing it with you, all of that stuff like just kind of settled in, because sometimes it's like you really have to work to, you know, access whatever emotional stuff you need. And sometimes that's really hard because the character's hard or whatever, but I felt such a connection with her immediately that like it was almost like I didn't have to do any work, which isn't really the case, but he worked very hard. But it felt that way. It all came very easily.
When you have that's how I feel about him, honestly. When you have a, because sometimes, you know, in the world, unfortunately, we really only have ourselves to rely on at the end of the day, no matter the people that we have in our lives that we love and that love us and all of that. Like, you really can only ever fully count on yourself. That sounds so depressing, but I feel like it's kind of true. And in acting, it's the same. It's like you show up to set and you want to have that, you hope so badly to have that collaboration and that trust and that connection and that support from your fellow actors and your director and all these things. But sometimes it's just, it doesn't line up perfectly. And you kind of just feel like, oh my God, okay, I have to like be there for myself right now, get myself to do this. And that can be where like the hard, like pain of acting comes from, I think. But like when it feels like a collaboration and like art, that I think comes from that, those relationships that do line up and that do work. And and I'm just so thankful that, because we had that and I could rely on him a lot. Yeah. And it was amazing. And
vice versa.
First of all, thank you so much for this film. I enjoyed it so much. And I just had the chance, like I was saying to you, that I just talked to Haley and Owen. So it was really nice to talk to them and now have the chance to talk to you. And talking with them, we were getting into this discussion of the dynamic between the siblings, which I feel like is very unique, particularly with this type of relationship where they had this amount of time that they weren't together. So how did you work on creating that dynamic between these siblings?
I think we started with, the dynamic we started with was the rupture. Mm-hmm. So everything sort of spilled from that. I mean, we had this idea, or we were noodling around on an idea of an action not taken and the consequences that might spill out from that. So then that notion of a small act of courage or small act of courage not taken. And for Cal, he doesn't take it. He stands and watches and then runs away. And so thinking about where they are at that point and working backwards to who they were before is sort of more the way we approached it.
With the pandemic in general, I found that I was spending a lot of time reflecting on the past, and kind of it gives you that moment of almost clarity because you have the time to dwell on those things. So I feel like I could see that in the film as well. Is that what brought you to the setting of Montana? because of the kind of isolation?
I guess you know, there was something logistical. I mean, the story, we started talking about the story, you know, the story of two siblings possibly in an isolated place, mm-hmm. and talking about Montana kind of simultaneous with that. And part of that was, is there a way to make a movie with a small group of people, a cast and crew, in a more isolated place where the virus levels were low, which turned out to not be true once we got there, because by the time we were shooting in October, the virus in Montana was really bad. So, but the idea of isolation, the idea of openness, you know, the tension between the close-upness of the emotions and the openness of the space was something that we were talking about, what we thought fit well with the story.
Haley, I know that you've talked about kind of this bond and connection that you had with David and Scott, and that's the reason that you wanted to work with them. So how did that connection come about, and how did you get connected with them?
Well, I actually started talking with them over Zoom, because that's the new thing to do. That's what the cool kids are doing these days, and we're all cool kids. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, you're pretty cool. You're pretty cool, though. Dork is cool these days.
Is it really? That doesn't make any sense.
Life doesn't make sense.
That's true.
Anyways, I started talking with David and Scott over Zoom about this other movie that they, I think, are still planning on making. But the character in that they, you know, were interested in me playing was a smaller, more supporting character. It was just, I was just blown away with how well written it was, though, and how open I felt like I could be with them in our initial conversation about that movie. And then when that was kind of put on pause because of it wasn't possible to make during this world at that time. But then like a month later, I heard from my agent that they wrote this other script, and it was all about like siblings, and the girl was my age. And I was like, well, they should hire me. And so I kind of just weaseled my way in there.
I think they may have written it with you kind of in mind.
I don't know.
I think. Seems like it.
I heard that someone cooler than me was maybe going to do it for me.
Well, I mean, I heard someone cooler than me.
But most people aren't cooler than
us. That's
cool isn't it. Dork is in, right?
They got two dorks instead. But yeah, so I just was, honestly, it kind of ended up being amazing because this character was, I mean, that other movie was extremely well written and I was very excited about that character, but this character was just so full, so complete, so like just heavy, which was scary, but like also exciting, scary to try to connect to that.
How was it directing people like Owen and Haley? Because Owen was saying that he had all his history and he did all his work, and then he came to the set and then it kind of tweaked and changed once meeting both of you. So how was your direction towards him, for example?
I mean, Owen is, Owen put Cal's clothes on really easily. Like, yeah. His nature fit with that character and in a way that was special, you know, and not that he's Cal, but we could feel it, we could see it in his audition, or yeah, that we felt like we could see it in his audition. And he has said, you know, he's never stepped into a character quite so comfortably and easily as he did with Cal. Haley, you know, we had gotten to know Haley because we were talking to her about another project over Zoom for a couple of months. And Haley, we were more unsure, as much as we admired her as an actress tremendously, we'd never seen anything like that. And Haley's character as a person is not like that at all. In fact, it's almost the opposite. and so we were thinking before we started rehearsing in Montana, well, how is this going to go? Are we going to have to like really kind of nudge her towards, but she was just on it immediately.
Yeah, and you can see that in the film, of course. They're both just so dynamic and unique. So it was really great to witness. Perfect. Thank you both of you so much for taking the time. Again, congrats on Montana Story. It's such a great film.